Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Alrighty, and that's what we do here all the time is break on through to the other side. Today we have a special treat. We have musical psychic Pamela Cummins with us, and she's going to talk a little bit about herself, about her books, about her classes, all the things she does. She is an incredibly busy lady, and she's going to tell us how to get a hold of her when she is not on air. And of course, one thing that we always encourage people to do is if you have so much, you know, if you have questions A that you don't want on air, and questions B that, you know, are more personal, it always benefits the reader and it benefits the client to have that personal reading, because they can focus on you and there's not a lot of distractions. Anybody who does this will tell you this is, you know, what people do here on air is incredibly amazing, because, you know, basically we just take our callers, you know, as they come, and, you know, none of this is rehearsed. This is real live radio. But, you know, a lot of times it's so much easier if you have something that is really, really serious that you really want an answer to. It's a lot easier for you and for the person you're asking to read that question, to have that personal reading. So with that being said, welcome, Pamela. We are so glad to have you today. This is just really awesome and amazing.
And I'm so excited to be here, because Kelly and I did radio together for quite some time, and we have nice energy together. We mix well, you know, so we click. And I just want to add what you said, because it's so true. If it's like too personal and you're embarrassed for it to be on the air, the other thing is, when we're on air, not only do we feel the energy from the people who are on cue and listening to the show, but from other radio shows on Blog Talk. I know when I used to do a lot of psychic readings and I was by myself, I could feel the people screaming, pick me, I want to give it. And it was, seriously, it was a little overwhelming, because you know, Kelly, because you have psychic abilities. Yes. Oh, she admitted it. Yes.
I admitted it. I know. I came out of the closet. It's horrible.
Yeah, well, that's great. Great, because I remember you would deny it. But
I know.
We pick up on energy, and it can be a little bombarding at times. So we do the best that we can. That's for sure.
Yep. Exactly. And we always tell people, you know, this is just, it's like, and what you get today is a snapshot. This is like, you know, the still life photo moment. This is not a video movie. You know, it's like what we pick up at, you know, at the moment that you're calling in, that's what we get. And a lot of times, you know, if something that someone says causes you to make a change in your life path, you know, it's like, you know, we can give you like the warning signs and say, hey, there's the bridge out sign. It's like, if you want to keep going forward, you know, you're going to hit the ravine and you don't have to be towed out. So a lot of times, you know, people go, oh, that doesn't sound like fun. So we're going to turn right or left or, you know, turn around and go back, you know, the direction we came. So when you make a change in direction, it also changes the energy and it will change the outcome in the reading. So anything that we tell you that helps you make a change will also change your reading. So just that, you know, that's out there too. And of course, then there's always that blessed free will that we have because we can always, you know, hear a reading and choose to ignore it or, you know, choose to do something with it. So there are so many factors, you know, it's like, this is why we say nobody's ever 100% on, like God is, you know, and so far he hasn't done any readings or predictions beyond, you know, a couple thousand years ago. So.
And Kelly, I want to add to that my own personal story when I was, this was when I was definitely in the closet psychic and I had another psychic tell me that I was going to go through a period of deep depression. And at the time of my life, I was going through a lot of self-healing, a lot of personal issues, looking at the past, dealing through some painful stuff. And I said to myself, I got enough on my plate. There is no way. I refuse to go into a deep depression. I will do anything to avoid it. And quite honestly, that was one lesson that I'm grateful I didn't have to learn because I had enough on my plate. So that's a great way of how a reading didn't come to be, but it was also a reading, you know, free will, and it was also warning at the same time. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense, you know, and we're all, you know, we're all here in this, I call it the little red, you know, planet, the little red schoolhouse of life, you know, and we're all on a journey, you know, and it's like, we are all still learning lessons. It's like, that's why we're all here, because there's the only perfect person who walked on water. I haven't been able to do that yet either, you know, lived a long time ago. And yeah, we're still working. We still sink. Mm. I still sink. I still sink,
yeah,
in the water.
I
don't know about the rest of you, but I can swim. All righty. Well, and tell us a little bit, because I know, whoops. Ah, okay, having issues with my headsets here. Hang on, guys. That's my technical difficulty there. I know that you know, Pamela is an incredibly busy person. I'm going to let her tell you, you know, more in detail what she does, because I know she writes for Bella Spree, you know, and even tell people how to get that magazine, you know, because I think it's an e-magazine, you know, some of the blogs you do, where to find your stuff. It's like, you know, all that good stuff. So go for it.
Tell us what you do
and how you do it and how we can find it.
Well, now I have much better stuff on my plate than I did back then, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with Bella Spree. Bella Spree is a free online magazine that Belle Salisbury put out. Bella Spree means beautiful spirit in French. You can find that. Yeah, I'll give you their website. It's www.bellesprite.com. Okay? And
okay.
I do two columns there. I do the Love Channel, where people, it's kind of like a Dear Abby, where you send in your questions. And it doesn't have to be it doesn't have to be just about, you know, your love life. It's about relationships in general. I will take any kind of relationship question because it's not always about, you know, love relationships, although I love working on that too. The other column I do is in the dream time. One of the ways that I got back in touch with my psychic abilities, because I turned them off, was through my dreams. I had a lot of premonition dreams, but I also had a lot of dreams that told me about past issues I had to work on, and I learned the symbolism of that. And I found that by learning the symbolisms of my dream, I call it the secret language of dreams, by learning that, it got me in touch not only with my psychic abilities, excuse me, but to who I am, because our dreams are giving us either warning for upcoming things. They connect us to the other side. They give us warnings maybe health issues. They also tell us issues that we need to work on. They also give us answers of problems that we have in our lives. The thing is, they don't, it's not like in our physical life. It's not like you and I talking. It's in a much deeper, it's a universal language, okay? It's a language from the other side. So to learn that. So I do take that too. And you can actually send me, I'll just give you my my business email. It's love@successful, SUCCESSFULREL.com. And if you have any questions about dreams that you had or a relationship question, send them to me. I need them by the 18th. I haven't wrote my articles yet. I need to send them to Belle by the 18th or the 19th. I need to get that in, and that will appear in the following month. Plus, there's a lot of other good stuff in there. I mean, Sandy does skincare. There's feng shui. There's angels. There's horoscopes. There's just a lot of cool information by, you know, I want to say my Belle Esprit family. So that's one thing that I do. In fact, it's funny, I just put a blog on today. It's called Pamela's Psychic Insights. And I just did a blog on how, basically, the title, oh, God, my mind is blanking. But basically, the subject is, it's okay. Blanking. I'm sorry. That's all right. It's blanking on.
That's what we call those brain fart moments. It's like, oh, bubble.
Yeah. But it's okay. About regarding how to be a good radio guest. Okay, because I've been on a lot of shows, and I have my own show, the Love Channel show, which is on Blog Talk. And
Tuesdays,
I've had some.
Tell them when Tuesdays at what time, and give us a call-in number so we have that too. Come on.
Oh God, I'm going to have to look that up because you know I never remember that. It's Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. Now that show is more about doing educating people, and I have some fabulous guests. So please listen in the archives at your convenience. What is the call number? I just want to make sure I have the.
I'm sitting here trying to look it up myself here. I'm going, okay,
I
know I've got it.
Okay, I think it's this one. I don't want to give in the host number. It's 764-154-6677. But just, you know, go on.
No, it's like a 464, and it's like you got a 0200 on it.
Okay, all right, see. Oh, here it is, 646-478-0020. And you can find all this information on my website. I have two links, www.successfulreel.com, and then my name. The only thing is my domain is in the process of getting changed over. So use the www.successfulreel.com. That has information, partnerships on Belle Esprit, my radio show. I'm also Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern. It's the Love Channel show on True Psychic Networks, which is another group that I am a part of. God, as I'm saying this, I'm like, my God, I am a busy lady. It's funny. The blog I don't do every day. I couldn't. It's here and there. But the columns, I just love Belle Esprit. And quite honestly, it helps people. And I also love to write, which is important. I also, obviously, I do psychic readings. I do email readings. I do coaching for psychic development. And I also do it for singles. And it's a lot, coaching is a lot different than psychic information. Psychic information, giving a psychic reading can be more draining at times because you're tapping into and reaching up to a higher energy as they're coming down to you. You're reaching for your angels, your guides. I do a little mediumship, but I'm mostly about love and relationship. So I give you information on that and also choices that you can make in your life. I'm really good at things that you need to work on yourself and choices in your life. And I'm also very good at picking up on people's personalities and their intentions. Okay?
Right.
But predictions are always iffy. If I get it, I give it to you. Yeah,
the future is
exactly.
Like, oh, it is. It can be changed, you know. It's like, yeah.
I, I also say it's not written in stone. Now, coaching is different. Coaching is where you take the information that I gave you, and if you don't know how to make the changes in your life, you know, for instance, since you're single, you want somebody in your life, okay? I give you the tools to help manifest that in your life. I also help you with the blocks. And because I was a healer before I came out of the closet, with hypnosis and energy work and stuff, I can help you clear up the block. And also with psychic development, and also with that psychic development, that's also teaching you how to do dream interpretation, if you choose to do that. Dream interpretation, quite honestly, is not something you're going to learn in a weekend. It's a lifetime process. You know, right. I've been doing it since like the 1990-91, that sometime around there, that's where I started. And it's an ongoing process. Okay.
That's 23 years. I just did the math on that.
Is it? Okay.
It's a journey.
It's been a long time, and that's why I'm good at it. And the neat thing is not only do I interpret it, but my guides chime in too, which is really cool. And the other thing that I'm starting, I'm not sure if I get enough people to start it in June, if not probably more September, because the summer months, you know, everybody goes away, so it's always a little weird. But if anybody wants to join in the summer, I'd be happy to do it. But it's called the Intuitive Love Journey. And basically what this is about is helping people get in touch with their intuition, okay, once you're in touch with your intuition, it just helps your entire life. You can make better choices. You can, if something doesn't feel right, you don't do it. You can, if somebody wants to ask you on a date, or if somebody who you're in a relationship, it doesn't necessarily mean a love relationship, is lying to you, you can figure that out. It also helps you to say no to something that somebody wants you to do or somebody is offering you, okay? And so that's one of the things that that I will be helping people with. I'm also going to be helping, of course, love and relationship skills. That's important.
It's like teaching people how to listen to their, I was going to say how to trust and listen to your own intuition, because that's the biggest thing. It's like, you know, first it's like we get those gut feelings, you know, and a lot of it is we learn by, I mean, I learned it really the hard way. It's like I learned that if I got that gut feeling and I followed it, things turned out really good. And then conversely, I'd get that gut feeling and I wouldn't, and would feel bad, and then things would turn out really horrible. So you get that trial and error, but you know, you learn to it. It's learning to listen to your inner guidance in a quicker way, so you avoid the icky things.
Right. But it's also for the Intuitive Love Journey, it's also for your spiritual and self growth. Okay.
Right.
And by that is self love. Taking care of yourself, obviously that's important. It's by learning better communication skills. It's also by having better boundaries. You remember you and I did a show on boundaries. That's important.
Yeah, and that was really good too.
Right.
And I remember I've got to mention one guest in particular because I just absolutely loved her, was that Diane Gareth. And it's like Diane is spelled, it's D-Y-A-N, isn't it? D-Y-A-N, Diane?
D-Y-A-N and then G-A-R-R-I-S. Yes.
Right. Yeah. The thing she did, I remember that one on the root chakra, I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
I still listen to that going, that's, you know, it's like a lot of information there. It was like really cool.
Right. But
I
just want to finish up on this Intuitive Love Journey. It's not a class. What it is, it has a class, but it's more like a group. It's a membership group where we meet the first Wednesday of the month. And that's where I will teach a class on, you know, the skill, you know, spirituality, relationship skills, manifestation, and those things. And of course, usually because I am a hypnotherapist, that's how I started off. I will do a meditation, question and answers, and there's probably even going to be some homework for you to work on, because you need to take this information and use it in your life. It's just like anything else. Practice makes perfect. If you want to be a musician, you got to practice every day. If you want to be a good writer, you got to learn writing skills. It's the same thing. It's not an overnight process. The third Wednesday of the month, I call Anything Grows. So we'll probably...
Ooh.
go over the good growth work. Pick a topic, you know, obviously that everybody else does. Maybe do our intuition skills, whatever. And then, of course, there's going to be I want ongoing support, so I'm going to have a private page on Facebook. Most people are on Facebook. And then you get 20 – and once you're in this group, you get 20% off on my phone readings and coaching. So,
cool.
It's a good deal. It's $30 a month. So you're not breaking the bank because, you know, $30 really isn't that much. So
exactly.
So that,
Dollar a day.
Yeah. So, and the last two things, my God, I'm as you're saying, I'm like, wow, I do a lot, is I have two books. I have Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships, and that's basically tools that I used in my journey that helped me create a much happier life, because believe me, I was miserable. I had a lot of rotten relationships. I'm much happier. My life is not perfect. Nobody's is. And then I have Insights for Singles, Steps to Find Everlasting Love, and that basically gives a little paragraph and has a, it's like a workbook where you can ask yourself questions or you can write it down the answers or meditate. And those you can on my website, but it's also on Amazon, iBooks, Smashwords, Barnes & Nobles, and all that. You can get it in the ebook form. The Insights for Singles, 99 cents, and Psychic Wisdom and Love and Relationships is $2.99. So for really a cup of coffee or regular coffee or cup of fancy coffee or less.
I was going to say, you can buy both of those for a Starbucks cup. If I can.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have some tools that you can use at your convenience. And I know they work because they've worked in my life and they've worked in my clients' life. I think it's really important to walk your talk, okay? Because a lot of people talk, but, you know, walk your talk. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I was sitting back and I'm just like, wow, I did do a lot of things. But it's all about – but the biggest thing is I do this line of work, and quite honestly, it's very difficult, I'm going to be blunt, for people who are doing this type of work as self-employed to be millionaires. There's very few people, maybe Doreen Virtue, other people. We get in this business to help other people and to help other people tap into their own growth and their own, you know, and their own intuition skills. That's why I have the show. You know, the show is about education, which is so important.
And this is it's like the old adage of, you know, it's like if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, but if you teach a man a fish, you feed him for his lifetime. So this is with the skills that we have as people, because everybody has them. It's just a question of, you know, awakening them. You know, I think of the Dune, you know, let the sleeper awaken, you know, rise up, you know, that kind of stuff. So what we're trying to help people do is you know, we're trying to teach you how to fish, because that'll make a much better world for everybody, really will, globally.
Right.
Instead think globally, act locally.
Right, because there are some people who, I mean, I get psychic readings, okay, because psychic readings are wonderful to give you direction and also to give you validation, because a lot of times people call up and they're like, yes, that's what I thought. Yes, thank you for validating that. Okay, and other times they need, it's like a mother saying, okay, you need to go this way, don't walk, you know, don't cross the street when the cars are going by. And I mean, obviously we're adults, we know better than that, but in a sense it's kind of like that. I'm just making, I'm just teasing a little bit.
No, that's a good metaphor, it really is.
But there are some people out there, and this is why I got off of the minimum wage for psychics, and I'm on a couple of lines that I do, but I don't go on there much, because there are a lot of people who get addicted to psychic readings because they think that if a psychic tells them this, their life is going to change. A psychic reading gives you directions. A psychic reading validates you. A psychic reading will help you take the next step. But people, you need to take the step. You need, you know.
Open the front door and walk out of it, yes.
Yeah, I remember when I used to do this thing that was called process-oriented body work, and it would help bring people's issues up. And then they would need to let go of that stuff. And I used to have people say, Pamela, you take it, you take it. I can't take it. You need to walk that walk. And I, one of the things, too, that's really important for readers not to do is to tell you what to do. There have been,
right.
There have been like two cases where I've done that. One was a health issue. Okay, and I said, because I got, this woman only called me twice, and I remember this because I never got this before, and the guide said, you've got to quit smoking, okay? So I was kind of forceful with it, okay, because obviously she was probably going to get a life-threatening disease. And leave before her time. The other is if somebody is in an abusive relationship where they are getting hurt and in danger of their physical well-being, I'm going to tell you to get out, okay?
Yeah.
But everything else, you know, that's your choice.
Yeah, free will. That's where that free will absolutely
exactly.
comes in.
Exactly.
Totally. We do have some callers. I don't know how many you want to take because we have several people, you know, that want to ask you questions. What I'm going to put out there is you guys get one question only. And short and sweet, and you know, this is like the basket. This is going to be like the Baskin Robbins little sampler spoon. It's like, you know, she give you a taste, and like, and then you get to go to the website, and it's like, if you got more questions, Pamela's got some, you know, really good deals, and she's got, you know, pretty good low prices. So it's like, yes, so you get the sampler spoon today, guys.
Right. Or you can send in a question to Belle Esprit, but it's not going to come out until June 1st. Okay.
June 1st.
I'm letting you know that. So.
Cool. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Where do they send questions? Is just bellesprit.com or to send a question in?
No. Send it to me.
Okay.
And you can go to my website and look at it, or just love@successfulrel.com. It's a,
oh, that's what you're talking about with the Dear Abby column. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Got it.
Send the question. You can send the. And I also have Pamela at Bell's. PamelaBellEsprit@gmail.com, but I figured the other one was easier to remember. So
right, gotcha. All righty, well, we'll take our first caller here. Thank you guys for, you know, it's like we don't have a lot, so it's like you know, we got a few questions here. We got five people, so we'll go with this here. Area code 814. Please tell us your name and ask your question.
Hello, hi Pamela.
Hi, and who's calling, please?
This is Amy.
Amy, okay. And if you could speak up just a little bit, if you're able to.
Really low. Yeah, I'm turn the volume.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, much better. Okay.
Okay. Well, question is, last week I had a job interview, and I wanted to see if I would get this position.
Okay, and what I'm hearing is we can make it happen, yeah. Okay, that's what I'm hearing. But I'm also getting, I'm feeling the number two, okay? So I'm not sure if you went on two interviews or you have two choices, okay? I am getting to make sure that this is the right decision, okay? I'm feeling a thumbs up. I'm feeling a thumbs up, okay? And I can't guarantee you that it's this job. What I can guarantee you is something new. And the other image I got, and it's, you know, it's funny, I've been getting this image a lot lately because I have certain symbolisms, but I'm seeing somebody twisting off the cap on a soda bottle, and what that means to me is that it's got a new twist on it. It's like similar, but a new twist. Is that what this job is like that you interviewed for?
It's something new.
Okay. All right, then it's something new. Then that's just confirmation you will be working in something new. Just patience, okay? The other thing I'm getting too, okay, whether it's whatever new job it is, okay, I saw you take like a cape and wrap it around you, so I feel like you need to protect yourself. It doesn't feel like physically. It feels like more energetically, okay? So I don't know if you do that, you know, ask God and the angels to protect you or visualize white light or the pink bubble or the mirrors or whatever. But I'm getting that that's really important for you to do once you accept this new position. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just getting that. It just feels like some of the energy there. And this also feels It doesn't feel like it doesn't. It feels. I'm just going to say what it feels like. It feels like kind of like. I want to say it's like inside of like an office business or some kind of building. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because that can represent a hospital or doctor's office or an office building or something. But that's the atmosphere I get that you will be working at. And that makes perfect sense why you need to protect your energy. Okay. So do that. I don't feel like you have to close yourself off completely, but, you know, protect yourself. Okay.
Chill.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Oh, thank you.
And
for
please
calling.
Do call back. Call back. I was going to say, and call back in and let us know how that goes and which job you get. So it's like, that would be awesome. We always like
I
that
will.
Validation.
You will be cool. Working. I'm hearing the song lyric, working, working. So you will be working.
Awesome. All righty. Thanks for your call today. Okay. Shake it off. I'm going to give you a moment or two because I know how you kind of need to cleanse and clear a little
it's
bit
funny.
Here.
Yeah, it's funny because that when I heard the working, I just realized that they did it to the song lyric of Searching, Searching. And just
oh, wow.
So people, yeah, that was pretty cool. And just so you people, you know, we didn't even say, I'm the musical psychic. A lot of times I get song lyrics to your answers.
Yes.
Not always. Do people call, give me a song? Well, I, you know. Readings
sometimes
you
they
can't
don't have
order
on
demand. Yeah, readings,
right.
You know, it's like, it's, you know, it's funny, now I'm getting a song, what you see is what you get. So basically what they, the angels and guides give psychics is what you get.
Exactly. All righty, we have another caller here from area code 719. 719, you're on.
Hi, my name's Juliet.
Hi, Julia. If you're on speaker or whatever,
but I just turned it off.
There we go.
Okay, all right, great. And what is your question for me, Julia?
Well, I had got a tarot reading a couple of days ago, and they said that there was a woman around me, like a mother-in-law, they said, and something about with black magic or something, and I was just wondering, what exactly is that? You know, are they...
Okay.
Because I'm a little bit freaked out about that.
Right. First of all, I heard that, before you even asked the question, I heard doctor, okay? So what that means to me is being in good health, okay? That's what that means, all right? The other thing that I heard was a really old song from Tina Turner. I love this song, God. I haven't heard it. I want to put, go to YouTube, but it's I'm a gypsy acid queen. What's this woman who gave you the tarot reading? Was she kind of gypsy?
I don't know. I believe her name was Amy, but I don't know. It was over the phone.
Okay. All right. What that means to me is take it with a grain of salt, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then with that, what I saw was a sword, and it chopped the energy, okay? So that to me means two things. One, call Archangel Michael to protect on you. And it's funny because my guides, whenever they talk about Archangel Michael, they're like, he's one bad-ass dude, excuse the language, but that's how they could, that's, and he is, he's a very powerful angel, okay, so call upon him. The other thing that means to me is, have you ever heard of cord cutting?
Yes.
Okay.
To do that,
to do it with love, okay? Personally, and again, we're on the radio, so it would be different if it was one-on-one. I don't really feel anything around you. And again, I'm hearing the song Gypsy Acid Queen, so it kind of feels like that's kind of her fear. The other thing that's really important, because I'm seeing this client's face that I had who no longer gets in touch with me, okay? But she was so afraid of somebody cursing her that she really, your thoughts do manifest reality. And, she wanted me to break this evil spell. And you know what? I'm not a gypsy.
Yeah.
I'm a psychic. I'm a healer, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm seeing her face. So what that means to me also is, please do not allow your thoughts and your fears to create that in your life. However, there's nothing wrong with asking Archangel Michael to help you. And again, I'm seeing the sword drop, okay? Yes. And to cut any cords of things that you no longer need, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, and I do call on him so a lot. You know, I ask him for his help and you know, every God, you know, to send. So, I mean, I don't feel, you know, weird or nothing, you know, it just was like, I mean, when that was said, I was like, oh, that's like a little weird. But I
yeah.
mean, I'm not like, I'm the type, right. like, if you don't believe in it, it's not going to affect you. But if you start believing in it, then it's going to, you know, create this thing, like manifest it. And so, but
right.
I don't.
But you believe with your mind.
Really.
Again,
yeah.
I'm hearing the song Gypsy Acid Queen, so it does feel like somebody who brings along fear. But, you know, we're human. The fear,
uh-huh.
the fear does come up. So,
yeah.
But know that you're safe. That's important.
I feel safe. Yeah, I feel safe.
Okay.
Can I ask one more question?
Actually, we're only just doing one question.
Okay. But yeah, but please do call back. Please do call back because you know Pamela's got you know she's on Tuesdays and we're here with Bonnie Albers Monday through Thursday and sometimes Friday. Today is kind of our special Friday day. So, but
yeah,
definitely
actually,
catch me
Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. That's when I take questions.
Awesome.
Tuesdays are an educational show.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Okay, and area code. Okay, shake it out. Breathe in, breathe out. Do a half sachet.
Cut the cords there.
Yeah, exactly. I'll put that in there. Just from the healing things that I know, I never tell people to cut cords. I always tell them to think about, you know, it's like your garden, and it's like, you know, run the water and pull things out by the roots, because what we did discover, or I should say what our Reiki teacher taught us, is that a lot of illnesses can manifest if you cut a cord and you don't pull the root out. It's like she found, I mean, she practiced, you know, for many years, and she said she found more things, more physical ailments from people who had cut old cords and neglected to pull the root out. And it's like, if that energy is in you, it's like, yeah, if it's in you and you don't grab it and pull it out, it can stay there and it can manifest as a, you know, like a different vibration in your body, as a negative vibration, a cause of physical illness. So
right.
she'd always tell people, you know, think of it like if you're pulling carrots, leave the top on, you know, and it's like, grab that top and pull that whole sucker out. And then
right.
give it to them. And they can take
right.
their care basket and go away with it.
And the other thing Doreen Virtue actually taught is to, like, just take your hands after a reading, take your hands, wave it in front of you, and just kind of throw the energy and ask the energy to be used for something good. It just kind of cuts it off. So, and that's a quick way to do in between readings, too.
Absolutely. All righty. And our next one here. Code 707. 707, you're on with us.
Hi, my name is Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi. And my question is, I'm in the process of really trying to fall in love with myself, and I was just wondering if you had some music that would help.
Well, it's funny because what I heard a really old song, okay? I remember, I think from the Osmonds, okay? But it's from somebody earlier. Something tells me that I'm into something good. Okay?
Good.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like, oh, we took a walk. Something tells me I'm... Okay, that's what it feels. It feels like, and my guys are saying, yes, and I also heard the song lyric, I think it's the Kinks, Superman, I want to fly like Superman, okay? So to me, that's all, validation that you are doing the right thing. You are
nice.
Planting the seeds, and, you know, and they're going to grow. And I'm also seeing you, and it's funny because Kelly had just mentioned this, I'm also seeing you like throwing out all kinds of weeding out things, getting rid of things that you no longer need, okay? This is going to attract better love in your life as you do this, okay? So continue on doing this. Yeah.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
I will. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You
thank
betcha.
You for calling.
Let us know how it goes. The other thing
I will.
I'll say is if you have not seen the DVD with that Rhonda Byrne puts out, there's a little segment in there where Bob Proctor says, you know, it's like, I've spent, I don't know, 40-some years, you know, I was like learning how to love myself. And he goes, my, you know, it's like, I just want to kiss myself. I'm going, okay, that was just about, thank you. You know? But watch that because it's really cute.
And what DVD is that?
It's called The Secret. Well, there's a book, there's a DVD, and there's CD, and it's called The Secret, and it's by Rhonda Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E. It's been out since
It's been out for a while. But, so
okay.
You could probably even get it from the public library now.
I was going to say from the library, rent it or, you know, not rent, golly, what do you call it? Borrow, check out for free, yeah, from the library.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, ladies. You have a great day.
You too, thank
you.
You
too.
Uh-huh,
I just. Bye-bye. I just want to say, Kelly, that is great. That what she just said, that is the basis for all that I do. You know, I was interviewing somebody to come onto my show today, and I said, yes, I do love and relationships, and yes, it's good to have a love relationship in your life. But the most thing that I teach is loving yourself, being comfortable in your own skin. If you're comfortable in your own skin, you're going to have better relationships. If you're uncomfortable in your own skin, you're going to have people who, you know, it's like it sends off a trigger for all the abusers and the manipulators out there, you know?
It's like it's really your relationships are the mirror of how you feel about yourself.
Exactly.
So it's like,
and
that's really a hard one. That's a hard one for people to accept, though. It's like, you know, if you're in this relationship, look in the mirror first and say, you know, that law of attraction, you attract that person because that's how you feel about yourself, and you got someone in your life to reflect how you feel about yourself. So it's an opportunity for growth and to change how you feel about yourself.
Right, and can I tell a really cute little story that, I'm in the best relationship that I've ever been in with Chris, okay? And when we moved in together, it was a shock for me because I had been living for over 3 years by myself. I was able to decorate my house the way I wanted to, and a lot of the furniture that we brought here was mine. And he would do something that drove me crazy. I have this entertainment unit. I wanted to look pretty with all my knickknacks. And he would put all his change and all his stuff at one corner. And it looked really sloppy. And I was like, you know, we need to get like a little dresser or something for you to put, you know, a little stand by the door for you to put all your stuff on, okay? And now that I'm saying it, it sounds so petty, okay? But it really bothered me, okay?
Right.
And it, one day I was
like
getting
the toothpaste
really
is squeezing.
Yeah.
I understand.
And one day
this
I was getting really angry about it, and all of a sudden it was like my guys kind of turned my head, and I looked at my cat. I have two cats, and you can hear Birdie Bird. I looked at his cat tree, and it occurred to me, oh my God, he puts up with your two cats, their toys, they're meowing, they're chasing each other in the middle of the night, and all that stuff. You can deal with this. So what I did do is I had this little pretty box. So his coins and like the little loose stuff I put in the box, so it made it a little neater and a little easier to dust, okay? And then everything else I just left out there and accepted it. Okay?
Right.
But that's like a little thing about mirroring, because I'm sure that Merlin especially, you know, and Rhiannon can get on his nerves. But it was just so funny.
That is. But that's what we talk about, the nuts and bolts of the daily relationship. You know, you don't really know somebody until you live with them, and this
right.
is really true. You know, and the first thing I discovered, you know, after my husband and I were married was he was those people that squeezed the toothpaste from the middle of the tube.
Oh.
And I rolled it from the end. And we resolved that one by, I said, honey, here's your tube of toothpaste. It's got your name on it. Here's mine. It's got my name on it. See this? There you go. Have a day. And
yeah,
he kind of looked
yeah.
up, oh. And I said, you see how I do this? And he goes, yeah. I said, I love you very much. This will drive me nuts. I roll mine up. You can squeeze your little end. It's like, we'll both be happier. He's like,
right.
Okay.
And you know what, Chris, actually, we have two bathrooms. So Chris mostly uses one, and I use another. So that really helped settle a lot of that. We were fortunate,
right.
you know, to get that. But the other thing I have to look at is he helps me with the dishes. You know, he helps me with a lot of things. He does, right now in the summer, he does the lawn. So I do the inside. We made that agreement because I don't want to have to cut the grass, okay? But
right.
he's very, if I make dinner, he'll do the dishes. I never even had to ask
him,
okay?
Wow.
You know, so
oh,
him
a jewel.
Leaving, exactly. So him leaving his stuff out like that, you know, I just got to get over it. It's not a big deal. But, you know, it's those little nitpicky things that, you know, drive us crazy about people.
Yeah. It's like the little mosquitoes. It's like, you know, how is it the Native Americans say the mosquitoes are small people, but they're mighty, you know? It's like, yeah.
Or better yet, or you remember that story about, like, the pea underneath the mattress and the woman,
oh,
you know?
Oh, yes, the princess and the
yeah.
pea. Yep.
Yes, yes, gotcha. Yes. You know, it's like, oh, ignore the pea and enjoy the rest of the mattress.
Right. Okay, and let's see here. We've got another caller. Area code 516. Area code 516, you are on with us.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Rose. Hello to both of you, Pamela.
Hi, Rose. Hi, Rose. I think I know you.
Yes, you do know me. I'm the fellow Libra with the cats, yada, yada.
Okay.
Okay. I'm actually calling for validation.
Sure.
I've had the feeling for the past, I don't know, month or two that, you know, I'm on the right path. I just have to, as my own personal guide say, chill and relax and just kind of sit back and allow it to happen. But, you know, work as I may and try as I may, I still have my mother's neuroses attached a little bit. And I'm like, God, when is something going to happen? And I'm a Libra, so I'm impatient.
Right.
Question
me too.
Is, am I on the right track?
Oh, my God.
Am I on the right path here?
Okay.
Am I going to see some movement or fruition for all the work I'm doing?
Right. And you know what? I think a lot of us are in the same place because I feel like I'm transforming over to doing more teaching and stuff. And, you know, it's patience, okay? But before you even asked the question, when you said validation, I heard yes, yes, yes. And then I pulled a card from the Goddess of the Moon deck, and I got these three women toasting, okay, up in the air, all right? So that feels good. That also feels like symbolic for the number three, whether that's 3 days, three weeks, or 3 months, or it could be three things that you are doing, okay? But it is symbolic. So, yes, it just feels, and, you know, and I'm also hearing Mother, Father, God. So it feels like that, okay? So, yes, you are definitely on the right path. You're listening to your intuition. They're funny. I'm here. I got a song for you, Follow the Yellow Brick Road, okay?
Uh-huh.
And let's face it. I mean, I love that movie. But Dorothy, boy, she had a lot of courage for following that yellow brick road. If she had known all that stuff was going to occur, she might not have followed it, okay?
Right.
But, you know, and so that's follow. And then what's really neat is I'm seeing you going down the path and, like, somebody hands you an apple, okay? You know, and to me that symbolizes the fruits of life, plus I love apples. You know, you go down a little bit more, somebody hands you a coat, all right? So your needs are being taken care of, okay? So,
right.
It you know, it's that trust piece.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
That's what it is. It's that trust piece, trust that everything is going to be okay. And quite honestly, you know, it never goes out the way that you plan. And I want to say thank God.
Right.
Thank God it doesn't turn out the way that you plan. It turns out the way that it should be, that it is meant to be. Okay?
Right. Right.
So just,
laughing. Because before when she said she was a closet psychic, I cracked up because I've been a closet psychic for years. And little by little, I'm coming out. And I was sitting here one day at my desk going, dear God, what am I going to do to bring money in here? And all of a sudden, I saw this hand come down in front of me and slam on my desk. And I heard loud as could be, read. And I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to do that. I'm so afraid. And so I started to up the reading, you know. It's like, okay, if this is what they want me to do, I'm going out there.
I just got a vision of something that happened to me, okay, because I used to do massage therapy and energy work, and I was more of a healer, and I was giving a good friend of mine a massage who also, he has psychic ability, and I'm working on him, and he stopped, like, he looked at me, and I knew to stop, and he looked at me, and he's like, Merlin, who is one of my guides, Merlin wants to know why you didn't take your sister's advice. And I was like, huh? And I had to think and kind of rack my brain. And then it was like, my sister said to me, why don't you start doing psychic readings?
Oh, my God.
And he, of course, had no idea of that conversation. And that's basically how I got started, because years before I wanted to do it, but I didn't have enough confidence. So, you know, I mean, it's just your gut. When your guides are saying that, okay, you're supposed to be doing it. That's actually part of, you know, that the intuitive love journey that I'm talking about, is trusting those intuitions when they come up, because intuition is fast. It usually makes no sense at all, you know, and, you know, comes out of nowhere. And that's what happened to you.
It's that one thing where I don't know about you, but I know I always try and put logic into it, and I've been telling myself, you got to stop doing that, because it's like cutting your leg off. A friend of mine told me about another mutual friend's friend who had like a heart bypass or something, so I said, okay, I'll send him healing. Well, last night the other friend says to me, how did you know about so-and-so? I didn't even know. And I'm like, oh, my God. I said, you know, the last time I chatted with you, I was going to tell you about, you know, this, your friend John or whatever. I said, but I put logic in it and said, well, if Joe told me about John, then of course George has to know. And no, George didn't know. So again, I second-guessed my intuition, and the poor guy felt bad that how come I knew he didn't know, and I really should have said, hey, what about John? But it's a learning process.
It is a learning process. You know, and that's why it's a journey. That's how we learn. And you know, family members, like sisters, and my sister does it to me all the time, okay? She actually recently got a reading from me, and it was really cool because I saw a blonde girl with long straight hair who was going to be a good employee for her pizzeria, okay, because she was looking for employees. Now, you know, a king is not a king in his own castle, and a psychic is not a psychic in her castle. She usually goes to other people, but for some reason she wanted me to read, okay? Maybe it was the guides validating that what I do is important. I don't know. And it was weird because, like, a week or two later, I went into her pizzeria, and there's a girl, her first day there on the register with blonde hair.
I love it.
I was like, whoa, and especially with a family member, okay? Because family members, it's different with family members.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Pamela. It's good to know I'm on the right track, because again, as you both know, you get a little shaky, you get a little scared. It's like,
I have another song to give you as you leave, and it's by the Grateful Dead, "Going Down the Road Feeling Bad." Okay, so just keep going down the road feeling bad.
Tripping down the road. Okay, thank you, ladies. Great show.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Oh, we love it. Now, we got one more caller here, and I'm thinking, I'm going to do that because, you know, Bonnie was on her pseudo New York vacation this week, and she got back from pseudo New York, but she did have to unpack and all that. So did want to make sure we gave a shout-out to her today, because I thought she might actually call in. Usually she tries to call in when she's, you know, on the road again type of thing, but doesn't look like she's going to make it in today, but we do appreciate all of our callers, all of our listeners, you know, whether you're live with us here, whether you're in chat, whether you've called in, and we appreciate our callers because, you know, a lot of times without our callers, you know, you listen to us the whole time, so we really appreciate you guys.
And I also want to give a shout out to all the archive listeners, too.
Yeah.
They're just as important.
Absolutely.
They might not be able to make it during the show, but they're just as important.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and the archives are really great for us too, because I mean, I can't tell you how many I finally invested in a flash drive, and it's like I dedicated certain flash drives to certain things, you know. I've got certain ones for, you know, for pictures, for music, and it's like I finally started dedicating one to the shows, because they're, you know, I download them because there's information there. It's like, you know, whether I've gotten a personal reading or whether there's just stuff said on there that is really good. It's like download buttons are, I just discovered that, went to my computer geek gurus guys, because got a couple of our computers in the shop again. But anyway, we got one more caller here, area code 814. 814, There she is.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for being patient. And and who's calling, please?
My name's Angie.
Angie, and how can I help you, Angie?
I'm also kind of looking for validation. So on Sunday, I had a feeling my guide was kind of pushing me to cut someone out of my life. So I kind of did it, but now I'm kind of like, did I do the right thing? So I'm wondering if you can help
okay.
me with that.
And for some reason, and I'm really not, I'm getting a really old song, but it's, I think it's BT Express, but it's Why Don't You Do It? Do it till you're satisfied, okay? And what that means, I guess maybe you have a better idea because you're laughing, okay? And what that means to me is this person was like kind of interfering for what you wanted to do and how you want your life to be. Do you understand
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, that was the right thing to do. And you know what? I still, you know, I had this person design my website, okay, and it turned into a fiasco, and that's why I only will do my own website from now on, and I lost a friendship over that, okay, and sometimes
mm-hmm.
I'm like, this was over 2 years ago, and sometimes I'm like, oh, I feel bad, I should, and it's like, no, she was not right for your life. There's a reason she's gone, and now they're playing a Grateful Dead song, she's gone, nothing's going to bring her back, okay, and quite
mm-hmm.
honestly, it was the right thing to do, but you're human. You're going to mourn her. You're going to mourn her or him, whoever it is. I'm using her. I don't even know who, male or female.
It's a guy.
Okay. All right. Then you're going to mourn him, okay? And you know, now they're so funny. They're playing Barbara Streisand the way we were, okay? You're going to mourn that, the way the relationship was. But, you know, obviously it wasn't healthy for you, okay? And, you know, it's funny. What goes up must come down is the song lyric I'm hearing. You must love music because I'm getting a lot of songs
for
you.
I do love music.
Okay. And
I get messages from music all the time from
okay,
my guide. So.
Okay, cool. And what – I know I'm not the only one. I know that. But,
no, it's
but
amazing.
What that
I
means,
love it.
But what that means is what goes up must come down. What I'm taking that to be is – when somebody leaves our lives, okay, sometimes we, you know, we have to do some self-healing, maybe some alone time or whatever, but somebody else always comes into our life, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you did the right thing, you know, and they're funny now, they're saying the song, Listen to Your Heart. Your heart knew that was right to do. It's not always an easy thing to do. You know, nobody wants to lose a friendship, and you know all you can do is try to end the relationship or end whatever the contract is, okay, whether it's a work relationship, love relationship, but do it in a way where you don't burn any bridges. But you know, it's funny because I just got in my head somebody who like posted something on Facebook, and I wrote, but sometimes you gotta burn those bridges down, you know, blow them up. Sometimes, man, you just got to do that, especially if it's toxic to your health, okay? So
well, the thing about him is he was very jealous and didn't like who I would talk to and who I wasn't talking to, and he wanted more than our friendship for me, and I felt really bad, but I couldn't keep listening to him go on about who I was allowed to talk to and who I wasn't allowed to talk to, and he'd get mad at me all the time for talking to people that he didn't want me talking to.
That's his insecurity. That's his jealousy. It's really weird because I had that discussion with somebody who's going to be a guest on my radio show, and we were talking about that being out of line with your male and female side, and that's his stuff. That's his way to manipulate and control you. So, you know, now that you said that, I want to say kudos to you. Yes, yes, you did the right thing. You know, that's coming as a coach. Yes, you don't need that in your life. Nobody needs that in your life, you know. They're playing the song lyric, you got to live like you're dying. And to me, that means you got to enjoy life, you know.
Yeah, because right now I really don't do that. I have
okay.
so much stuff on my plate. But I'm slowly getting rid of all of the bad.
Good. Well, then start doing that. Live like you're dying and enjoy your life, okay, hon?
Okay, thank you.
And I do, right. Angie, hang on just a second, because I have a question. Mm-hmm. I have a question for you, actually. Don't know if you want to share this, so I'm just going to, you know, kind of coach this a little bit. You had an event happen on the 13th. You had a couple of them, actually, and it's like, I don't know if you ask Pamela, you know, or ask the person on the other side if they're willing to come to you with that message, with the event that happened on the 13th. I don't know if you want to go into that.
Wait, what?
Lost you. Okay. Because I remember a couple of days ago you said you had a person visit you from the other side on you know, tell you something that was going to significantly happen on the 13th of the month.
And then you had
something bodily, right.
That was Leslie. A couple weeks ago, Leslie told me that my great-grandmother was going to be with me on the 13th. Because something was going to happen, and then that's when I had the health thing happen.
Right. Mm. Okay. I didn't know if she's, you know, if Pamela can pick up anything, you know, I'll say more on that, or, you know, does that make sense?
If she wants, she can try, but
yeah, no,
I mean,
actually,
I can't even tell her what happens.
What I got was the thing that happened with your health, okay,
mm-hmm.
helped you to look at your life and where you want to go. Okay,
yeah.
And that's why you were pushed to let go of this one relationship because, you know, like I said earlier, people can be toxic to our health.
Ooh.
You know, and someone like that is toxic to our health. The things that happen to our health, as Louise Hay says, it's our dis-ease. That's what
right.
it is. So you were having dis-ease in your life, and that helps trigger a health issue. Not to say that, you know, all our problems that we have in life, you know, make us sick, because sometimes that's part of our contract. Sometimes we need to have that health issue and stuff, you know?
Mm. Yeah,
so,
that makes
yeah.
sense. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for calling in. Let's see. And I just happened to think here. Also, Pamela, it's like I know you're on Facebook. Are you still on Twitter and Pinterest? It's like because I know you're really into those social medias. And I was like, oh, and I'm trying to type a little bit in here and
yes.
go on. I know you're into
still,
some other things
I am
too.
Definitely. You know, quite honestly, I like Twitter better than Facebook. Facebook to me has changed so much. I'm just not too crazy about it. I stay there because my friends are there. Okay,
yeah.
But I am. I do have a Facebook page, Pamela Cummins Author, and I do something every day, whether it's a quote or whatever, you know. And of course, sometimes I advertise because I got to eat,
right.
just like everybody else. But Twitter, I am definitely on Twitter.
The electric company wants their money.
Yeah, they do. Damn it! Excuse my language. I just realized what I said. Yes, they do. But I love to tweet. And, you know, I will follow anyone back who follows me. It's Rev Pamela. The only people I don't, you know, I like what Gary Loper says. I will follow everyone until they give me a reason to unfollow them. If you have, like, naked pictures on your profile, I'm sorry, I'm not comfortable following you, okay? I'm just, you know, if I want to see somebody naked, it's either myself or my boyfriend, okay? That's how I feel. If you are really negative or very rude or very critical, no, I'm not going to follow you. But I follow everybody back. I just think that is courtesy. So, yeah, please follow me on Rev Pamela. And you can even just Google Rev Pamela, and you'll see all my tweets up there. And I do a lot of retweeting, conversations, and also quotes. One of my things is happiness is, because I think
nice.
It's really important for us to be happy. Yeah, and yes,
yeah.
I'm still on Pinterest. I pin here and there, and I got a ton of pins there. I got I got YouTube videos. I got my cats. Oh, I even have eye candy for those who like to look at men who are eye candy. I have big cats. I have birds, you know, and then I have books, and I'm part of,
I
do like social media because it's not always – easy, especially when you're self-employed and you work from home, it's not always easy to go out and meet somebody for lunch or whatever. But during my lunch, I can eat, and then I can connect to people in a personal way. And I think it's really important to let, you know, people get to know you. You know, people, there's a saying, people do business with people who they, you know like, and trust.
Right.
Okay, it's true. It's not like you're going to go into a food business. It's much easier to get customers as long as you have good food because
right.
everybody has to eat. But with the type of businesses that we do, people need
right.
to know, like, and trust you.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the wonderful thing about social media. Plus, I met some wonderful people there. One of my people on Twitter, she's in the UK, and we've gone on Skype together. We've become good friends, all right? One of the people, Coverhole, whose music I use on my radio show all the time, I met him from Twitter. He lives in the UK. So that's the one thing that I love about Twitter is you meet people that you would never meet on Facebook, okay, or you know,
right.
obviously out in public. You know, I remember how thrilled I was when a Hay House author followed me first. Oh, my God, I was thrilled because they liked what I had to say. So,
wow.
so yeah. Yeah, so I'm definitely, that's a long way of saying, yes, I am definitely on Twitter, love Twitter.
Right. Oh, I need it. And it amuses me because Twitter, it's like we hear the little Twitter in the background. It's like Birdie Bird is a Twitterer too.
He's actually sleeping right now. Oh no,
oh,
he's not.
I heard
he's not. Yeah, he might. No. He knows we're talking about him. It's funny.
He's so cute.
Yeah, but if he's really singing, I'll be like, yeah, sing it, Birdie Bird. He gets quiet. If I start talking to him, yeah, he gets quiet. Do you remember that one show that we did, Birdie Bird sang the entire time?
I know.
And
it was like he was doing opera or something. It was like, it was so funny.
It was hysterical. And thank God some people would have, like, freaked out if they were on my show, if I was on theirs. You know, sometimes I do put Birdie Bird out of the room because people get upset. But it was so funny. He was tweeting the whole time, and as soon as I hung up the phone, he got quiet. It was like he knew. So, you know, animals and even birds, they are so psychic. They're not dumb animals.
Yeah,
and even though a bird's mind is a lot smaller than ours, I bet you he uses his whole brain unlike us humans, okay? So.
Right. I do. We do have one last caller. Do you want to take him? It's totally up to you.
Sure. Let's take one last caller.
Okay. Here we go. 3408, you got in. You're our last one today.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Tiffany.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tiffany.
Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Hello. So I'm calling to request a mini reading.
A what?
To request a mini reading.
Well, actually, the way that we do it here is you can ask about a topic or a question. We don't do mini readings. If you want a mini reading, quite honestly, you need to purchase one.
Okay, I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
So the topic is career job, and I was wondering, I'm hoping to be transferred internally within the company to another department, and I was wondering if you see that or pick that up.
Yeah, okay, and as you were asking about the career, I got a song lyric for you. We can make it happen, yeah. For some reason, I feel like two or three, okay? And that can mean a couple of things. You might need to apply to two or three different positions, okay? It could also mean that it's going to happen in 2 or 3 weeks or 2 or 3 months. Or, for all I know, the position has 2 or 3 things that you need to do or 2 or 3 employees, okay? But again, yes, it's going to happen. It's funny. I saw the old beginning of the Jeffersons, and I also heard the song Moving On Up, and where it's George and Louise, they're walking to, you know, the B Deluxe apartment in the sky. So I definitely feel like you are going to be moving on up, and because it's the big deluxe apartment in the sky, it feels like kind of like the ladder, if you're in corporate, the corporate ladder. So, yeah. They are saying to be very positive. I'm also getting to act as if you're confident, okay? A lot of times when we go on interviews or take a test, you know, the fear comes out, the inconfidence, what happens if I mess up? And I'm hearing act as if. And the other thing to do, too, and this isn't from my guides, this is from me, okay? This is something that I wrote in my book. This is something I do. This is something my clients do, and it's amazing what always happens is to ask God and the angels or whoever you believe in, okay, a power greater than yourself, to speak through you as you're doing these interviews and as you're looking, okay? I just feel like that's really important. But, yes, it will happen, okay? The other thing I'm getting, this is really cool, is you're going to be so much happier. It does feel like the work is going to be harder. You know, I want to say it's more of a workload, okay? But it feels like it's going to be different and it's going to be interesting and you're going to be happier and the people feel better. You know, there, no matter where you go, there's always going to be some jerk or doofus or whatever you want to call. You know, not every, you're not going to love everybody, but I feel like the people are better. I want to say they're more polite and they're a little bit, they're more appreciative of you, okay? So that, and it feels like it's really funny because I had my eyes closed and I opened up and I looked at my computer screen and it's weird because I have all these pictures and I saw my sister making a pizza, okay, because she owns a pizzeria and she has employees. But my sister's a really good boss. She can be a little anal sometimes about way things get done, but she's very flexible. If like one of her employees has a child, she'll give them time off. You know, she's very kind to her employees, and that's what it feels like, the kind of work environment you're going to be in. You're going to have to work, but they feel kind, okay? So, and for some reason, I feel like that's helpful and that's important for you to know, okay, for them to say it twice and also to get, use my sister as an example, okay? So, again, I'm just hearing the song, We Can Make It Happen, so be positive about it. It will happen, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. That's really, really helpful.
Good.
I'm going to add something to that because my group was pushing me on this because a lot of times we say, you know, be positive. It's like they said, you know, say this. So it's like some of the things that you can do in an interview is you sit up really straight. It's like take from your hips and make sure your back is straight. Sit up with your shoulders back. You know, you tip your chin up. You look the person in the eye. You can fold your hands in your lap. And if, you know, to show interest, it's like you lean forward just a little bit. You don't overdo it, but it's like, you know, a sliding forward, and you look at the person, and it's like put the shoulders back, the back straight, hands in the lap. It's like it exudes confidence. It's body language. And one of the things that is you know, specific is that we communicate, when we're communicating with people in person, 65% of what we say is our body language, our posture, and how we present ourselves. It's like, you know, in the sitting up straight and the shoulders back and looking people in the eyes, that kind of stuff, that's what exudes confidence. And then the other 27% of our interactions is with our vocal intonations when you speak to someone. And then we actually communicate with 8% of our words. We'll say 8% of what we say. People tend to forget 7% of the actual words. So we only truly communicate with about 1% of our words. The rest is 65% of our body language and 27% is our vocal intonation. So it's like, those are things just to keep in mind. And they really pushed me to say that. So it's like, I hope it helps.
Yeah, that's definitely. Thank you so much, Bob.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling in. All right. Well, any last words? Because Pamela, it's like what I did. I cheated. It's like I know we're only on for an hour today, but I scheduled 90 minutes. I know I scheduled 90 minutes because I went, you know, I didn't want it to go to overtime. I wanted it, you know, everything to be on the live broadcast. That's when I knew we talked. But I want you to tell everybody one more time, really quick, how to get, like, you know, the Bel Esprit, how to find that magazine.
Oh, sure.
You know, all the addresses, like, good stuff.
Okay. Well, first of all, my radio shows, the Bel Esprit, the partnerships, the True Psychic Network, all that stuff is on my website. So I'm going to give you that first.
Okay.
I have two, but I'm going to give you this one, www.successfulariel.com. If you Google me, Pamela Cummins, I come up all over the place. I'm on Facebook. I am on Twitter. I am on Pinterest. The radio shows where you can get my books, Bel Esprit. And I really, it's a free online magazine. I highly recommend that you look at it. There's advice columns where you can send in your questions. It's all about spirituality, health, self-growth, all this feng shui, astrology, and Sherita Star is really good, okay? So that is Belle Esprit, and it's BELLESPRIT.com. Okay, and quite honestly, I'm constantly retweeting her on my Twitter, Rev Pamela. So you could probably find the address there too, because you can go even if you don't have a Twitter account. You can go Rev Pamela, and I come up. You know, so
there you go.
And you'll,
you know,
yeah.
And the one thing I forgot is I had the cover to one of your books, and I didn't realize until I was scrounging around there. It's like I didn't have the face, you know, the base cover for your second book. So it's like, tell us both your books again.
Okay, sure. The first one is Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. And you know what? I'm going, since we have a little extra time, I'm just going to give you, it's not a huge book. But it's packed with a lot of information about the journey that I took and that my clients take. And, for instance, there's The Power of Self-Love, Feeling Your Feelings, The Wonderful World of Boundaries, Trusting Your Intuition, The Art of Communication, Patience and Love, and Choose Wisely. And that's meaning choose wisely with, with your mate, okay? And or whether or not you want to marry your mate, whatever it is. This talks about my experiences, some of my clients' experiences, and it also gives you steps on how to implement this in your life. Now, each topic could be a book in itself, but this gives you a good glimpse. Then there's Insights for Singles, Steps to Find Everlasting Love. And this basically is, it gives you, like, thinking positive, your inner qualities, loneliness, enjoying the moment when you go through a breakup, giving and receiving, you know, commitment. And what it is about is I give, you know, a paragraph of what to do and then questions about it. For instance, I'm looking at this one, beauty is only skin deep, okay? Somebody may look really good and have a great figure but be cruel, self-centered, or very insecure on the inside, okay? And then it goes on, and then some of the questions are, as how does it feel when somebody judges you by your look? That doesn't feel good.
Right.
Do you judge potential mates by their looks? Can you see their inner beauty? So I give you, you know, a paragraph or so, and then I give you questions for you to reflect on, for you to meditate on, or for you to journal. And this is a way of getting comfortable with yourself, you know, what you respect. Talking about, Kelly, with that last listener about sitting up straight, and what I got was to ask God to, you know, speak through you when you get nervous. You know, how we are is going to affect how we interact with others and the quality mate we get. There was another woman on the call earlier, and it was just a friend who obviously wanted something more, but got so jealous and didn't want her to talk to people. Now, obviously, thank God she didn't get, you know, involved with that, because that would have been a horrible relationship, because she's growing, okay? So
right.
She's going to attract someone who's not going to freak out if, she, you know, she talks to another man, okay? He might say, who is that? Okay, we all get twinges of jealousy, but he's going to learn to know to trust her enough that she's not just going to walk off with the first Tom, Dick, or Harry, you know? So
right.
It's really important, and that's my goal, is to teach people to be comfortable within themselves so they have happier lives, happier relationships.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly. Nice. Very nice. Love it. Oh, golly. Anything else you want to say? And what was, you know, what was really funny is, like, while you were talking to the caller 408, it's like I heard Birdie Bird, he was just singing up a storm in the background. It was so cute.
Yeah,
I was like, wow, he's liking the energy of that one already.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Kelly, so much for having me on the show.
Glad to have you.
It was so much fun. But, you know, the one thing I really noticed, because it's been a long time since I've been on a show, is how much you've grown, okay? I mean, no, seriously. I mean, you've always,
perfect.
Yeah, well, no, but I'm just saying as an individual. Okay? Because we're always growing, okay? So
yeah.
Within your self-confidence, who you are, your spirituality, you're out of the closet, you know,
That's so funny, I know.
Out of the closet for your psychic abilities, okay? You know, you are into men. I want to make that clear to any ladies who are interested in her, okay? You're going to have to look elsewhere, okay? I have five children.
I'm very happy to do that.
Yeah. Oh my God, your son-in-law would freak out. That's for sure. But I've seen a growth with you, and also your interviewing skills, and just the way you are on the radio, which is awesome. I love to see people grow, and it's easier for. Yeah, I have people who say that to me. That one woman who was talking about how she recently ended a relationship. There's people who I lived in New Jersey who, you know, I love them and stuff, but we don't talk too much because I'm just at a different spot than where they are, okay? And other people have come into my life, which is kind of neat. But, yeah, thank you for having me on the show. You know, you're going to have to come on to my show. You're definitely going to, you know, because we can, you know, the educational one. Okay.
Right. And it's like, you know, and it's really, for me, it hits at an odd time because it's, I know it's 8 o'clock your time and it's 6 o'clock my time, which is usually, I call it feeding time at the zoo.
Okay. All right. Well,
so
you know what?
It's really hard to get there. I try to get people fed before, but it's like usually we end up being in the middle of something. And by the time I call in, it's like I've missed half your show. I'm going, that's okay. It's like it's archives. I know it is.
Right. Well, I mean, you can either tell them, hey, you guys are going to have to order pizza tonight, you know, in order to do it live, or we can do a pre-record show too. That always works too. You know, either or. Okay. But I definitely want you on. Definitely.
Oh, so much fun. Oh, I really enjoyed the day here, and it's like I know you gotta get going, and I left quite honestly, my 14-year-old is officially a babysitter now. She's honestly earning money at this, and she's quite thrilled because she's a Capricorn. But I left the 14-year-old and the 12-year-old in charge of the 3-year-old and the 1-year-old, and my daughter asleep. So because the 3 and 1-year-old had kept her up a great deal of the night. So it's like I'm currently at my place, which is about, you know, 4 miles down the road. So I'm gonna buzz out of here and go and check and make sure the house is still standing.
Yeah, it's, you know, and that's a really good example of trusting, right?
Right, it is. You kind of go, God and angels, please make sure. No, the 14-year-old is really, she's you know, you talk about people growing, it's like she's starting to grow up. She's actually starting to be, you know, I shouldn't say a human, but it's like she really is. She's starting to be a person now. The 12-year-old's working on it. It's like he's a boy. He's coming along slower, but it's okay.
Well, that's usually the case. You know, girls usually grow faster mentally, emotionally, and physically than boys. But then all of a sudden, boys go poop and wow, they're a man. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I know.
That happens.
I gotta say, I watched that with, you know, it's like I got the 3 older ones because, I mean, here's what's the real hard one for me to conceptualize is my oldest one is going to be 30 next month. And then in July, my next one is 28 and they have two grandchildren for me. You know, they have 2 children already. And then there's my youngest one of the old one is 25 this year. And it's like I wouldn't have wanted to do what she did, but she's got the 3-year-old. She's got the one that's one. He'll be 2 next month. And then she's expecting the end of July, 1st to August. So I went, wow. You know, and I looked at her last night and I said, you know, honey, it's like, you know, not being critical, you know, or anything else. But I said, you're the same age now that I was when I had Levi. You know, it's like I was over 25 when I had my first one. And it's like, and she's here, she is, she's 25 with soon to be 3. And I'm going, I don't envy that at all. I really don't. It's like I had read a lot of books and I had, you know, I had babysit a lot and done a lot of things in life before I had children of my own. Because, you know, and I still messed up, you know, but it's okay. Because we all mess up. But anyway.
Well, go. I'm sure you're curious to what they're up. And again, thank you so much for having me on the show, you know, and I hope I didn't talk too much. Sometimes I get excited and I just get going.
Like, I'm pretty sure we would love to have you back on and on a more regular basis. And it's like, and you and I and Bonnie got to get together and talk about that, because we would love to have you on more regularly. And even if it was only 30 minutes, it's like, because like I said, I know you're busy, and it's like, I know you couldn't do this, for this amount of time, every week. But it's like, we would love to have you on, just
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Insights, outsides, and upside down sights, love it.
That would be great. That would be great. Because Bonnie's a trip, but she was I had so much fun with her and Susan. I really did. So yeah. Yeah. She's okay. Cute.
Well,
right.
Thank you so much. And I know we'll be seeing you around either in the ethers or on Facebook or on Twitter or on Pinterest. And
Yeah, I'm out there.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Devla. And
okay.
We will talk to you again. It's our Friday fun time here, so it's like, oh, yeah.
All right. Well, namaste to you.
You too. Have a blessing.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye. And thank you. To all of our callers, all of our listeners, all the people in chat, once again, give a shout out. And, we appreciate all you in the archive listens, absolutely. And, just want to say thank you to everybody who participates in our day, and may all have an awesome and wonderful day. And we will see you all again. Monday, Bonnie will be back with Susan and her special guest for just a half an hour from 1 to 1:30, I believe. It's oh, boy. Now, she told me the lady's name. I believe it's Brenda Brandt, something like that. So, yeah, check that out for that first half hour, because it won't be their usual talk stuff. It's like this lady will be, taking callers. And then Tuesday will be Bonnie and Susan Z. And Wednesday is Ron Cole. He is recovering and doing good. And Ron Cole and myself on Wednesday. And then Thursday we will have Susan Schaff and the Pet Psychic, as well as Leslie Journey. So we don't have anything lined up for Friday because, Fridays are kind of on and off. But we will see you guys again, and have an awesome, awesome day and weekend. Bye for now.